The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face.
Good morning, everyone. This is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. This is, I don't know how many shows, we're into the 20s for sure, but this is Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. And again, my name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. And we're located at 575 Main Street North, right downtown Stillwater on the beautiful St. Croix River. Our website is TetzloffYachtSales.com. You can contact us anytime at 651-214-9463. We have a great website. We have a great Facebook page, Tetzloff Yacht Sales, on the Facebook page. You can check us out there for great updates. And I know I've mentioned it in the past couple of shows, but I'm selling a lot of boats, which is a great thing, but I'm going to need to reestablish that inventory. So if you have a nice boat out there and you want it sold, give us a call and we'll get that thing out there for you. And if you're looking for a great boat, definitely give us a call and we'll what we have, and if we don't have it, we'll find it for you. And today I'm actually without my partner, Eric Wolf. Eric was called out on some special duty for the weekend, and that's where he is. He may call in and surprise us, so if I seem a little out of place here, I'm kind of running naked here. No, that's not a good thing. That's not a good visual. I should say I'm running on my own.
There you go.
So I'm sorry about that. That was a bad visual. Anyway, we have a great guest, maybe two. It's a mother-daughter team. And they are with Gloria Rector Coast Guard Documentation, and you know that is a huge deal when you're buying a bigger boat, and you want to title it or document it. And here in Minnesota, and I know the five-state area, there's so many big questions on how, why, what, where, and who, and all that good stuff with this. And right now on the line, I have Jane Beal. How are you, Jane?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing real good. And I'll just give a little background that I know on you is when we work with a certain bank up here, they like to hire your company to do the background and get that boat documented for the new owners, I believe.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We're usually hired by banks and credit unions around the country, but we do a lot of business in your area.
Good. Well, we have a lot of boats up here. You're in Florida. You have a lot of boats down there. And, you know, down there it's year-round. Up here, obviously, it's, you know, it's limited, maybe 6 months. So you're probably pretty busy year-round with the Floridians down there, I'm sure.
Yes, we are.
Jane, give me a little background on yourself and, you know, how, you know, exactly what you guys do.
Well, the business was started by Gloria Rector. She worked with the U.S. Coast Guard, and she was on the receiving end of the Coast Guard paperwork that we filed. They began to shut down the various documentation ports throughout the United States, and as they did, they were closing the port of Tampa, and that's where Gloria worked. So she decided to go in business being a person that would process this paperwork on this side of sending it to the Coast Guard. She was with the Coast Guard for 23 and a half years before she opened this business. This business was started in July of 1983. And I worked with Gloria for many years before I bought the business from her. And I've owned it now about a little over 18 years.
Wow, that's great. You've got some good experience, and 18 years now is a long time on your own. And I can tell you that, you know, I've been in the business since 2003, and I know you and I have worked together on quite a number of boats over the years, and it's always gone real smooth. You guys are really on top of things, and I know that when you guys are involved, you know, things are going to get taken care of, because it seems that for some reason, people don't take it serious when they buy a boat, you know, as far as, you know, titling or documentation or getting it in or out of their name and with banks like that. Do you see that a lot?
I do, and unfortunately, sometimes people don't see the need to involve somebody like me in the paperwork, and these boats can be passed around a couple of times before an old lien or an old mortgage is discovered. So I would never want to see anybody buy a boat but not hiring a company like mine, because we are going to do a search on it. We're going to make sure the paperwork's in order. We're going to make sure that the proper paperwork is signed to transfer ownership and do everything possible to make sure there's not a lien or a mortgage out there that was not resolved at some point. So I can't stress enough that it doesn't happen all the time, but it happens often enough that people really should take a little bit more time when buying a boat to have someone help them with the paperwork.
Yeah, I know that, you know, when you're not involved and I end up, you know, helping the seller and the buyer with it, which I always push, you know, I always suggest that they give you guys a call. And real quick, what is your company name again and your website if somebody wanted to write it down right now?
It's Gloria Rector Vessel Documentation, Inc. And the best way to reach the website is janebeale.com, and that's janebeale.com. I never changed the name of the business when I bought it because Gloria had such a great reputation, and so many people on the Coast Guard level, as well as attorneys and commercial boats, people all over the United States knew her. So when I bought it, I determined I would just keep the name the same. I think people actually know me now, but I thought I'll just leave it like it is.
That seems to work. And, yes, your name is also out there in very high regard. But as I was saying you know, prior to that, you know, when I've been involved in doing some of the paperwork and research, I've had to go back sometimes. I mean, there's 7 or 8 banks. You know, one bank has been bought out 8 or 9 times. And I'll tell you what, that is a lot of work, sometimes a lot of luck to be able to get those that paperwork in order. And you do that all the time. So, yeah, it would be very beneficial to hire you guys. So
yes,
yeah.
It just solves the problem in the long run.
Yes. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I've got some questions here. If you and I don't know now, your daughter Carly Coleman. Now she's involved with you also, I understand.
She is. Both of my daughters, Christy and Carly, worked with me for many years when I first bought the business. And when things slowed down around 2007, 2008, both girls went into the insurance business. Nope. And worked there for many years. And Carly just recently came back with me full-time a couple of months ago, and she's awesome.
Great.
She's a fresh face in this business. She knows a lot of things that I don't know as far as the computers and the paperwork and making things go very smoothly, very detail-oriented. I'm very, very happy to have Carly back with me.
Well, that's great. Keeping it in the family, you really can't go wrong. And I know I've worked with Carly a little bit here in the past few weeks, and she seems to really be on top of everything. I really appreciate her help. So anyway, we've got some questions for you. Are you ready?
Sure.
All right. Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
I don't know.
Okay. I thought I'd throw that. See, I stumped you right away. All right. Well, we're on the Packers station here. I forgot that. So I think we're going to have to say the Packers.
Okay, Packers.
All right. Number one, can a boat be titled and documented at the same time?
It is not supposed to be. You will see that sometimes, but it is supposed to be one or the other. And in a case, when that happens, it's supposed to cancel the title, okay? So bottom line is, the only state that I know of that actually still does that is New Jersey. And we argue that point all the time because the law very specifically states it's either titled or documented, one or the other. It's not supposed to be both. And when it is both, the Coast Guard documentation will overrule that state title.
Okay. All right. And I don't think this is one of the questions we're going to talk about, but what does it mean to be documented?
It's a type of federal ownership. So if you're on a state level, you own the boat similar to a car. When it's documented with the Coast Guard, it's owned as real property, so more like owning a house or land.
Okay. And so if someone wanted to document the boat, and this is going to shoot me down to another question because, let's go in order here because I'm sure you have the same questions I do. You do, I know. Does a boat need to be registered in a state if it's documented?
That depends on the state. Every state has a different law concerning that. Like in the state of Florida, if the boat is documented, it still must be registered, not titled, but registered. Some states say if the boat is documented, then it does not need to be registered in the state. Some states actually say that it doesn't have to be, that it can be, and I'm almost positive that Minnesota is one of those that you can register it, but I do not think it's required when it's documented.
Okay. All right. Here's another good one. What size boat is big enough for documentation?
Normally about 27 feet. It's based on cubic capacity, and it must be at least 5 net tons. So most boats at about 27 feet are big enough. The ones that I have to look out for are pontoon boats, what I call a racing boat, like a cigarette racing boat.
Sure.
Boats that have like a catamaran, trimaran, if they've got more than one hull. Once they reach that 27 feet and they're that type of boat, I usually run the measurement just to be on the safe side, because sometimes those boats can be 30, 34 feet and still not big enough simply because of the type of boat.
Sure. Okay. All right. What city and state can be marked for a hailing port? And again, I guess we should probably go back a little bit. And, you know, when you title a boat, I understand you have to have a name and a hailing port, correct?
Correct. You have to put a name and a hailing port. And the hailing port can be any city and state in the United States. That still throws people off, because years ago, when I mentioned that there was Coast Guard offices all around the United States, they could either put that address of the Coast Guard office, so Miami, Florida, New Orleans, Louisiana, but when they began to shut those down, they changed that in saying that it could be any city and state. So you could technically live in Miami, Florida, and put New Orleans, Louisiana on your boat.
Okay, so that has no bearing on, really, on anything. You can put whatever hailing port you want then.
Right. Most people put where they keep their boat.
Sure.
Or where they live, but if they want to put something else, they can.
Okay, all right. Why does the Coast Guard show the year built rather than the model year? I get that one a lot.
Well, because they go by the builder certificate submitted by the manufacturer. So just like cars that might be coming out this time of year might already be a 2018 model, but they're built in 2017, the Coast Guard does the same thing with boats. So they're interested in where it was built and what year it was built. So you'll see on a Coast Guard documentation a 2017 boat that was built in 2016, they're going to put 2016. So I frequently have to explain to the customer, no, that has nothing to do with your model year. That has to do with when it was built.
Sure, sure. Yeah, I get that a lot when I'm trying, you know, I'm selling a boat and they see that and they said, well, wait a minute now. You said it was a 2006 and it says 2005 on here. And that's basically how I've explained it to them also. And I think right now we're coming up to the end of our first half of Boating with Tetzlaff Yacht Sales and Wolf Marine. And we are going to come right back and talk with Jane Beal about more questions on the Coast Guard documentation. We'll be right back.
A convenient location and protected bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking about getting out on the water in a nice used boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you are looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else, and with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will work hard for you before and after the sale. To enjoy the water this summer, come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com. Welcome back to the second half of Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzloff Yacht Sales. My name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales, and our website is TetzloffYachtSales.com. Our location is 575 Main Street North, Stillwater, Minnesota, right on the beautiful St. Croix River on the north end of town. And I have to mention that my partner, Eric Wolf, is not with me today. He got called out on business, and just want to make sure everybody knows that Wolf Marine is a little bit further north than Tetzloff Yacht Sales. At the intersection of 95 and 96, they have a great marina there, great service, great shop down there, and great service down there. Definitely check them out if you want to slip for your boat. And just want to reintroduce our great guest here, Jane Bia with Gloria Rector Vessel Documentation. They're out of Florida. And again, as I mentioned in the first half of the show, I've worked with Jane quite a bit in the past years on documenting boats and doing research and clearing up problems that have arisen due to the lack of people taking it serious about getting the boat out of the former owner's name, maybe out of the bank's name, and into the new owner's name. Jane, welcome back.
Hi.
All right. Well, we're going to continue on with our questions. Now, what is the difference between depth and the draft?
Well, most boat owners, including brokers, will be able to tell me what the draft is all the time, the water it draws.
Yes.
But they seldom know what the depth is. That measurement is from the side of the boat all the way to the bottom of the keel. So generally, it's anywhere from 2 to 4 feet more than the draft. Where that measurement comes from is the builder. So when the builder does the builder certificate, they put the length, they put the breadth, and they put the depth. The reason that's important is because you asked me earlier what size boat was big enough for documentation, and I said approximately 27 feet. When a boat is right around 27 feet or a little bit under, I have to know those measurements to determine if that boat is truly 5 net tons of cubic capacity. And if I went with that draft, there's a lot of times the boat would not be big enough because that measurement's not correct. So when I add that 2 or 3 feet to it, then it's normally big enough. But that is all the way down to the bottom of the keel.
Okay, all right. And would a buyer then be responsible for getting that information if they didn't have a broker? I couldn't believe somebody would buy a boat without a broker, but is that something, who would be responsible for getting all that information?
Usually I find it out. If they can tell me the length and the breadth and the type of boat, I can usually look it up and find pictures of the boat, and I could usually guess pretty close to what it is. Normally in that case, I go back to the buyer and tell them, this is what I'm seeing, this is what I think, does that sound agreeable to you? Because otherwise their standard joke to me is, you want me to get in the boat, the water with a tape measure and swim down there?
Yeah.
It's like, well, we can just guess at it as long as we're reasonably close.
Sure. Okay. All right. Now, do most banks require documentation?
Yes, they do. Banks and credit unions require it. It's more security for them. It makes the process of repoing the boat simpler for them. And when you asked me the question about the difference between title and documentation, they know if the boat's documented and they have a preferred ship's mortgage, that's going to override a state title. So if there ever is a time when the boat's documented and it was titled and something took place that shouldn't have, they're going to win with the preferred ship's mortgage.
Okay. And when boats are documented, it kind of puts a stall on things if there were some issues back in the day if they weren't recorded correctly?
It can. We don't run into it all the time. Most of the time we'll run into a mortgage that we can quickly speak with the bank, identify that it was paid off, get a satisfaction of mortgage, and we're good to go. Sometimes there'll be a problem that took place in the paperwork when it was documented, and we can easily correct that. It's the ones that are old, like in the 90s, those mortgages, and the bank has changed hands numerous times, that really cause a delay, because at that point, the banks have to do research, and it can take sometimes 30 days for them to even find the loan.
Sure.
To be able to satisfy it.
Okay, and what if they can't find it? There's no documentation, nothing anywhere. Then what happens?
It's a problem, because without that satisfaction of mortgage, you cannot change the ownership on that boat with the Coast Guard.
Okay.
You might get away with it on a state level, but all you're doing at that point is passing a problem on to the next person.
Sure.
Because it's going to remain there until
yep.
it's taken care of.
Okay. Here's another good one. Can the Coast Guard seize your boat?
They can. And I think in my 20-plus years of being in this business, I've only heard of that one time. It was a customer who did not tell me he was not a U.S. citizen, and the boat was stopped, and they realized he had a documented boat and that it should not have been because he was from Venezuela. And they did take the boat, but they allowed me to delete it from documentation, get a title for him, and he kept his boat.
Okay.
So it wasn't a problem. But I've never really heard of the Coast Guard randomly taking boats from people.
Now, I've heard that if there's in a time of war, can they seize the boat? Or
I've always heard that too, and my research tells me again that that's the case. But again, in 20 plus years, I've never heard of that. I think that's kind of along the lines of being told that an FBI agent can come up and take your car if they're in the middle of a chase and
sure.
they need to take your car, they can do whatever they want. I would think boats fall under that same category, but I've, again, never heard of that happening.
Okay, all right. So what happens if you let the documentation lapse? I mean, if someone's, you know, someone's out on the water and they get pulled over. I guess that's two kind of questions. What happens, you know, I think we kind of covered on your end, but could they get into trouble on the water?
They could. The Coast Guard does have the right to fine them for not having a current certificate of documentation. Marine Patrol on a state level could as well. The only call I ever get is that they were stopped. They were told it expired and help. So we just send paperwork in to get the document current, give them a letter to keep on the boat that says we're taking care of this. And I don't believe I've ever been told by a customer that they were ticketed or really even given a hard time, much other than to say,
sure.
get it taken care of now.
Okay. All right. Are law enforcement trained to know the difference between a titled boat and a documented boat on the water?
They should be, but it's a little confusing because, like in Florida, they normally recognize a boat's documented simply by the size. They see the name and the hailing port marked clearly on the boat, and they're looking for the sticker from Florida. But we have boats come here that are coming from other states. And again, I mentioned to you that some states don't require a registration when it's documented. So Marine Patrol will see the name in the hailing port, and they can only assume this is a documented boat without maybe stopping the person. When they see FL numbers for Florida, they know it's a titled boat.
Okay. All right.
So that would be the same thing in your state.
Sure.
I would assume that you have to put Minnesota numbers.
Correct.
And there would be a decal, and that's how they would identify it there.
Okay. All right. Now, when a boat is sold and forms are filled out, and a new owner wants to take their new boat out, are they okay just with having a copy of the Coast Guard bill of sale showing that they have purchased the boat and are now waiting for the certificate to, you know, come to them in their name?
They should be. We normally give a letter that we call a documentation letter / running letter that says that we're in the process of documenting the boat. And with that, and with bills of sale, there really shouldn't be a problem. And again, in 20-plus years, I've only had people come to me less than 2 or 3 times to say, I was stopped and told that your letter is no good. I need to get this boat registered or not use it until it's documented. It happens so rarely that I can only assume they're being stopped by someone who's just being a little difficult.
Okay. Or maybe unaware or a rookie.
Right.
Yeah.
Possibly, because I don't really think that Marine Patrol expects them to have these boats registered within a period of time,
sure,
approximately 30 days.
Sure.
And they know the Coast Guard runs a few months behind, so it normally is not a problem if they have something on there to show it's their boat and they are,
sure,
in the process and have paid to get a proper registration and documentation on the boat.
Okay. And do you know, well, I'm sure you do, when the new owner sends in paperwork, you know, the Coast Guard bill of sale, do they also have to send in the former owner's certificate of documentation at the same time? Or is it just the bill of sale good enough?
No, they don't have to send in the old certificate of documentation. Years ago, they did. Or you had to let the Coast Guard know it was lost or stolen,
sure,
or damaged, etc. But the Coast Guard really doesn't even want those certificates of documentation turned in again. So you do not have to do that. But you do have to send a bill of sale.
Correct. Okay. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, I think that's kind of everything that I have here. Do you have anything that you'd like to add? Like, here, I tell you what you could add is, again, your company name and website for folks if they want to contact you.
Okay, well, it's Gloria Rector Vessel Documentation, Inc. The website is janebeale.com, JaneBeale. My daughter, Carly Coleman, works with me. And we are happy to help anytime we can. I get this a lot, but people, when they call literally from all over the United States, will say, I was just told, just call Jane. Just ask Jane. So if you don't know the answer to a question, just ask Jane.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming on. I really appreciate it. That's a big question, a lot of question marks that were answered here, and I'm sure we'll get a good listen here. And we will talk to you soon, Jane. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, that was great. Coast Guard documentation is always a big question that folks have, and Jane did a great job. And, you know, we're always looking for more interviews, more ideas to have us talk about on the show. So if anybody out there has any great ideas, you know, you can contact KLBB here. You can contact Tetzloff Yacht Sales and Eric at Wolf Marine, and we can definitely listen to your suggestions, and we'd love to get it on the air. So feel free to call. And again, my name is John Tetzloff with Tetzloff Yacht Sales. The website's TetzloffYachtSales.com. Our address is 575 Main Street North. We have a great Facebook page. Check us out. We're looking for boats. We're selling a lot of boats. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next time.